From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We've got a lot of ground to cover today, folks. It is our second Anything fundraising show of the fall membership campaign. Of course, the phone number for you to call on that end is 888-694-6931, or go online to kera.org and make a contribution this hour, because among all the other reasons to support KERA, here's another one. A friend of the station is donating $1,500 to KERA to challenge 50 listeners to make contributions during this hour of Anything You Ever Wanted to Know today. So please rise to the challenge. Make your gift right now. Help KERA meet this goal. Give us a call at 888-694-6931 or go online to kera.org and make your contribution. This is the time of year that we raise money to keep the station strong, and only through your contributions are we able to bring you all the programs that you love on KERA, including this one. Many of you come up to me out when we meet out in the wild and say you listen to the show, and I love that. I love hearing from you, and I love meeting you, and I love hearing from you on the show, but I would love to hear from you in the form of support today. This challenge is in play to help increase the contributions to the station. We would still love to end this drive tomorrow successfully, but we can only do that if you call 888-694-6931, online at kera.org. Okay, so from the inbox and leftover from last week's show, we've got a couple of questions here. Laura wants to know, how do you cook pasta now and serve it this evening? She says, we did it once, but I forgot how to do it. I think it involved putting the al dente pasta in plastic bags and then reheating later in boiling water. 800-933-5372 is the phone number, email address, anything@kera.org, or tweet me on the Twitter, at Jeff Whittington. David wants to know if there are any plans to expand or widen 114 in Westlake and Trophy Club. He says, rush hour is just a nightmare in the mornings and evenings. Does anybody know if there are plans to expand it? 800-933-5372, email anything@kera.org. Let's see. Brian wonders if anyone has any good bank fishing recommendations or ponds in Fort Worth, preferably south of I-30. Anybody have any secret spots that they'd like to share with several thousand radio listeners, many of whom probably aren't fisher people? I don't know how, but obviously we have a fisherman listener in Brian looking for recommendations for bank fishing or ponds in Fort Worth south of I-30. I'd like to hear some of those. 800-933-5372, email anything@kera.org. And Rohan says, I have a bunch of college textbooks that were from the undergraduate level 4 years ago. I've not found a textbook reseller interested in them. I'd be willing to give them away. Anybody have any suggestions on how I could have them recycled? Just wants to donate the book. Well, you could donate them to the library. It's one thing you could do. If you're in Flower Mound, so you might call the Flower Mound Library. I know the Dallas Public Library takes pretty much any and all books, and they have it's the Friends of the Dallas Public Library has, sales, book sales and stuff. So that's one lead, and you might call the Flower Mound Library and see if they're interested, but check out that, and we'll see what other suggestions we get at 800-933-5372, or email anything@kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. A couple of things I want to talk about before we start taking phone calls. In addition to the membership campaign, and this is something that you make possible, this show is going to be live again next Friday from the Great State Fair of Texas. It's the last Friday of the State Fair. We've requested great weather for next Friday. We'll be in the same spot. Those of you who are there on opening day, come on back out for the last Friday of the fair. You've got another vacation day. Take another vacation day or a long lunch. Come down to the State Fair and hang out with us from noon to one. We'll be in the exact same spot along First Avenue between Big Tex and the Lagoon. and right next to the Kids Boardwalk. That's happening next Friday. And all next week, we're taking the Think Show with Chris Boyd to the studios of KUT in Austin. We're really excited about this because we are going to be able to talk to some folks in Austin about the Texas Book Festival, which is next weekend. We're going to talk to Aaron Franklin of Franklin Barbecue in the studio. We're going to have former Admiral and now Chancellor of the UT system, UT school systems, William McRaven, the Chancellor of the UT college systems. That's pretty great on Monday. So that's all next week. And, you know, this is something, you know, you might remember we took the Think Show to Washington, D.C., to NPR headquarters last spring. This is something that you help make possible when you support the station. You help make it possible for KERA to have partnerships with stations like KUT to bring you shows like the Texas Standard and to be able to go and do the show from other neighborhoods around Texas. So we're really excited about that. I want to let you know about that. You're going to be hearing that next week, and know that you're helping make it all possible when you call 888-694-6931 or when you go to kera.org and make a contribution today. Especially today, we have a friend of KERA contributing $1,500 to challenge 50 listeners to donate during this hour. 50 to go so far. According to Pledge Control Central, we have heard from 3 people. So thank you so much to each of you. Can't wait to see your names, read your names. But we really need to hear from more of you at 888-694-6931. Let's go to the phones and start this hour with Caleb calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Caleb.
Oh, yeah, just calling regarding the pasta query.
Yeah.
Very simple. If you put it in a Tupperware beforehand or something like that, just put it back in the strainer and bathe it with a little hot water from your tea kettle, and it's good to go.
So do you need to refrigerate it or anything? Or
oh, sure, refrigerate it beforehand, but if you're going to make it in the morning for a meal in the evening, it's the simplest way I know.
Very good. Thanks for calling, Caleb.
Cheers. Have a good day.
You too. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We heard from Karen and Hurst, who says most pasta cooks in about 7 minutes, so you're not saving much time and energy by heating water twice. Karen recommends that you buy or make fresh pasta because that cooks in about 2 minutes. So there's a differing thought, but a great one. Roy in Fort Worth writes us to anything at kera.org. He says, recently I've seen at some bridge construction projects that have been completed for some time, large 6 foot by 6 foot by 6 foot or so cement blocks with a sort of hook on the top. Are these counterweights for construction cranes or not? And if so, why have they been left at the site for so long after the work has been completed? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. We heard from Barakat, who writes, I don't have dental insurance, and I was told there'd be a waiting period of 6 months to get a procedure done, such as a filling. Is there a place I can go here in Dallas that can do this for me for free or low cost, and I don't have to worry about the waiting period? Barakat says, thank you so much to KERA Radio and whoever wants to answer my question. My first thought, Barakat, would be there's the Baylor College of Dentistry over at Gaston and Hall, I think. And I know they do lower cost dental services. I don't know if they do free dental services, and I don't know if there's a waiting period. But I know that is one resource here in North Texas, and we'll see if we get some more at 800-933-5372 or via anything at kera.org, or if you tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones at 800-933-5372 and talk to George in Dallas. Hello, George.
Hello.
Hey there.
I have some spider web looking formations that are choking out the leaves in my big shade tree in my front yard. And I was wondering what that is, number one, and number two, how I can treat that.
That may be webworms. And what I've heard and what we've heard on this show before is if you just take like a long broom handle or, you know, like an extension rod for a painting roller or something and just poke holes in those webs, the birds can get in there and eat the worms. And that's part of, I mean, that's sort of the non-chemical way that we've heard on this show to take care of those. But we'll see if we get an answer for you. We've got a whole board of open lines, and we've got about 45 minutes too.
Okay,
so stay with us. All right, thanks for calling, George.
All right,
line open, lines open. 800-933-5372. Email always open. Anything at kera.org, and of course, I don't think we could melt Twitter if you tweeted me at Jeff Whittington. We certainly try. The phones we do want to melt are down the hall at 888-694-6931. The website we want to melt, just because of, you know, dedication and philanthropic fervor, is kera.org. Let's melt the internet with your contributions right now at kera.org or on the phone at 888-694-6931. We have a grand prize drawing that's going to happen at the end of this membership campaign. You may have heard some people talk about it. This is a trip. This is a trip to San Diego. First of all, that's pretty great. If you just want a trip to San Diego, that might be grand prize enough. But since you're listening to public radio, and you might recognize the name Garrison Keillor, or at least you may have heard of, or be a huge fan of, A Prairie Home Companion, when you make a contribution, you're automatically entered for a chance to win two VIP passes to Garrison Keillor's final performance hosting A Prairie Home Companion in San Diego on January 23rd, 2016. This is going to include a meet and greet with the Garrison. He's going to pass the torch to Chris Thiel, who's going to take over as host of A Prairie Home Companion next year. And you're also going to get airfare for two and a two-night stay at the Westgate Hotel in San Diego. This isn't a deal where, you know, Stephen Becker and I pick you up and drive you to San Diego because you won the trip. You're actually going to fly in an airplane, and you're going to stay in a hotel. You don't have to camp out at the public radio station there. This is a grand prize. This is going to be fantastic, and you'll be live and in person if you're the winner, witnessing Garrison Keillor's last performance as the host of A Prairie Home Companion. So, January 23rd, 2016, the trip to San Diego in January sounds like a lot of fun. So check it out online. The official rules are at kera.org. But when you make your contribution there, you're automatically entered. And when you make your contribution, you're going to help us meet this challenge. We are looking for 50 contributions at any amount during the show today. 50 contributions. A friend of KERA has donated $1,500 to challenge you to be one of those 50. And we're still looking for 43 calls at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. Think about where you turn when you hear that something's happened. Think about where you go when you want to know what's really going on in the world. Think about, you know, where you look to find the non-biased, highly, high-quality journalism, well-thought editorial approach that you only get it on public radio. And here in North Texas, you only get it on KERA. Think about what that's worth to you. And call us at 888-694-6931 or go online to kera.org. The phone, you know, we can't call you. You actually have to take action. Trust me, if we'd figured out a way to do that for you, we probably would have. But we spend our time actually doing journalism. We just need you to act right now and call 888-694-6931 or click and contribute at kera.org. 42 contributions left to go this hour. Please be the next one to call. And thanks. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Just a reminder, don't forget to come out and see us next Friday. That's October 16th on the final Friday of the Great State Fair of Texas. We'll be in our shady spot that is equally distant from the Kids Boardwalk and the, I think it's the Magnolia Beer Garden, so you can get, you know, your kids' stuff and your grown-up stuff crossed off and hang out and watch the Anything show live from the State Fair. And you'll be able to ask your questions in person, too. We got a lot of questions. We did this a couple of weeks ago. It's a spot on First Avenue, about halfway between Big Tech's and the Lagoon. Come out and see us next Friday from noon to 2. And tune in all week next week to Think, as the Think Show with Chris Boyd broadcasts live from our partner station, KUT, on the UT Austin campus. We'll be bringing you conversations with people like former Admiral, now Chancellor of the UT system, William McRaven, Aaron Franklin of Franklin Barbecue. We're going to talk with some authors from the Texas Book Festival, which happens next weekend. It's going to be a great week on KERA, all made possible when you call 888-694-6931, when you go online and make a contribution at kera.org. Of course, it's still the membership campaign, and we're still waiting to hear from you. We're still doing the membership campaign because, well, okay, we haven't made the goal yet, right? We want to successfully wrap up this drive. But really, we're still doing it because you haven't called, because you haven't taken the moment. Look, you've thought about it. You've probably thought about it 100 times, maybe 1,000 times. Maybe today is the first day you thought about it. But you've thought about supporting the station. You've thought about, well, you know, I do listen. I do listen to the Friday show. I tune into that show at least. Well, yeah, I do listen to the Diane Rehm show in the morning. I like Texas Standard, and I love the weekend stuff. And yeah, actually, I now that you mention it, I do listen to Morning Edition every single day. And I do listen to All Things Considered every single day. And I would miss KERA if it weren't there. The KERA is not going anywhere, but we're still doing the membership campaign, because you haven't called 888-694-6931. You have not gone online yet to kera.org. And this hour, we're looking for 50 contributions because a friend of KERA, a generous friend, is donating $1,500 this hour to challenge 50 listeners to make contributions. So be the next one, 888-694-6931. Or go online to kera.org. We've made some great progress. Over 2,000 contributors, thanks to each and every one of you, have helped the station raise $290,000 to date. So we've made, it's been an amazing week, but we're still waiting to hear from you. Looking for 42 contributions to make the goal this hour. 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. Back to the phones, 800-933-5372, and let's talk next to Joshua in Fort Worth. Hello, Joshua.
Hi.
Hey there.
So I wanted to call to answer the question about the person who was writing about their dental treatment that they were wanting to get. So I actually am the training manager for a health insurance broker, and I know of some options that he might want to explore that might help curb some of that cost.
Okay.
There are two different things he can do. There are a couple of carriers out there that do have no waiting period plans. And I know of one in particular that is offered at a rate of about $14 a month without any waiting periods. The trade-off there is that it would be a dental DMO type plan, so you would be limited to the specific dentists within that plan's network.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's not loyal to a particular dentist and he's just more interested in getting this, you know, his situation taken care of, then that would work. And then another option that's commonly available would be what they call a dental discount plan. It's not really insurance, but might be able to save him anywhere from 30 to 50, 60% off of a bill. And, you know, that's usually somewhere I've seen those go for about $10 a month.
Awesome. Well, hey, Joshua, thanks so much for calling.
No problem.
All right. We got a tweet on this, too. You can tweet me, by the way, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, from Jan, who says, the Baylor Dental School takes patients on certain days on a first-come, first-served basis. And Jan says, be in line by midnight to get in. So that, I mean, I think that would be worth a phone call to the Baylor College of Dentistry in Dallas just to see. We got a question from Alan Carrollton to anything at KERA.org. He says, local TV newscasts often blur out the sides of the picture when they're showing a video of something, an accident, bad weather, whatever, but it takes up about 25% of the screen in total. Why are they doing this? Al says, is it some sort of privacy thing, something artistic, or are they just trying to drive me crazy? Well, it's because the video they got was shot by a viewer, an amateur, and they're holding their phone up and down in portrait, and our TV screens are landscape, right? So when you shoot your video, turn your phone, you know, turn your phone horizontally, and then when they... when you have the video of the tornado and that you send into the TV news and they put it up on television, they're not actually blurring out the sides. What they're doing is they're just sort of stretching out the image on each side so that there is image that fills the whole screen, because otherwise it would just look like a vertical video with black bars on either side. So yeah. So, hey, take your videos with your, turn them to the side, and then the TV folks won't do that. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. There's a passionate, by the way, there is a passionate group of people online that really wants everybody to take their video horizontally when they post it on the web. I'm sure you can find many thoughts about that on the GigaWeb. Let's see. This is from Jackie, who says, several years ago there was a framing store in the Abrams and Royal Shopping Center, but they've moved. Does anyone know where? 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Billie Jean emailed us, wondering where to find fresh or dried Siberian crab apples. Billie Jean says these are tart, cherry red apples that sometimes grow as large as 2 inches in diameter. This is why they are nicknamed cherry apples, although they are more widely known as Siberian crab apples. They're grown in Zone 2, far from Dallas-Fort Worth's Zone 8, and I'd love to be able to purchase some fresh or dried ones. Does anybody know where to look? While we're talking about plants, Grant in Oak Lawn wants to know if any listeners have visited the Dallas's community gardens. He says, I read particularly of a garden in East Dallas. Not sure if some of the gardens are only for residents of the certain area or if people are let in to purchase produce, etc. Anybody know about the community gardens? And here's one we didn't get to last week from Elizabeth in Fort Worth, who says, my dog has tested positive for so many food sensitivities that I've been advised to feed him emu, kangaroo, pheasant, or quail. He is a large hunting dog, so I'll have to purchase large amounts of one of these meats. Does anyone know of a place to buy any of these meats in Fort Worth or somewhere else in our area? I've looked online, and I'm finding some sources, but none are local, and what I've found is exorbitantly expensive. Please give me any suggestions. I'm getting desperate to find something to feed my dog that will help him stay healthy. Wow. Emu, kangaroo, pheasant, and or quail. I'm just really curious if there are any other possibilities other than those, because those all sound pretty exotic and probably hard to locate in large quantities. But we'll see if anybody has a thought on that. I have a feeling that that someone will. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Our patient caller of the caller of the week award goes to Kristen in Mesquite. Hello, Kristen.
Hi, Jeff. I actually have an answer for the webworms.
Okay.
Other than poking holes, because sometimes that can be difficult if you've got a very, very tall tree. We had a tree that got attacked by that. And if he goes to like a nursery like Walton's over on Garland Road or another organic, mm-hmm. generally organic nursery, he can ask about, Emma, say this wrong, Trichogamma, I think, wasps. These are teeny, teeny, tiny wasps, and they come on, the eggs come on a little card that he can hang from in a sunny spot from a branch in the tree, and the sun will cause the eggs to hatch, and these little wasps prey on webworms. They are not predatory to humans, so they pose no threat to a human. They're not going to attack you. They will get, they are small enough to get into the webs, and then they prey on the worms and on the eggs. So that is another non-chemical way to get rid of those webworms and get those webs out of the trees. And he can get those at, like I said, at Walton's. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe there's another nursery I can't say right now, but those are usually, that works really well.
Someplace like
they can
that
get
or
far reaches of the tree.
Yeah, North Haven Gardens is a place that has things like that. So
and you get them, you'll get an envelope with like three or four cards in them and hang them on the tree, and they can get all the way to the top of the tree for him.
Great. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Kristen.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. Up next is Travis in Fort Worth.
Yes.
Hello, Travis.
I have a question about, you might say, an invention or a product that I have developed.
Uh-huh.
And I have a prototype and have paperwork and sketches and prints or whatever they need. And it has to do with healthcare equipment. And I don't want to particularly sell it to anyone,
right,
because I'm going to make it myself. And then if I get investors or something down the line, well, I don't go that far yet. But I want to know the procedure and what you do to get a patent. I've heard conflicting things, but do I go to a lawyer and I have a prototype and the sketches and the pictures and the prints, whatever they need.
Right.
So if someone could inform me,
okay,
kind of give me a guidance,
sure,
where to go.
Sure. All right. Well, we'll ask, and let's stay with us. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
All righty. Right.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. Nicole says, Fast Frame at Royal Abrams moved to the Knox Street area on 75 on the west side in the strip center, but I don't know if they are still at that location. So there's the last we'd heard, at least up to this point. Let's see. We got an answer also on the low-cost dental services from Mary, who says North Dallas Shared Ministries near I-35 and Walnut Hill offers low-cost or free dental services for the uninsured within their area, roughly between I-35 and Highway 75 from uptown to Addison. They also offer food, clothes, financial planning, and a bunch of other services at North Dallas Shared Ministries. And Trey says, I have an old Bible, and the pages have become unsecured to the spine of the book cover, and I'm wondering if there's a place in the Fort Worth, Arlington area that rebinds the pages in a book to the spine. Anyone can help Trey, perhaps, with book restoration and repair? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org, or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington. Of course, there's another message here today, and that is that it is, I guess today's the ninth day of the fall membership campaign. We'd originally planned for 10 days. That would mean we'd wrap this drive up tomorrow, but we've still got quite a ways to go. And to stay on track, to try to get there by tomorrow, we still need to hear from 34 people in the next 23 minutes at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. Everybody who gives, A, helps us meet this challenge. A friend of KERA is donating $1,500 to the station to challenge 50 listeners to make contributions during the show today, 888-694-6931, 888-694-6931, or online at kera.org. Everyone who gives in any amount is automatically entered into the grand prize drawing for tickets to A Prairie Home Companion in San Diego, California on January 23rd, 2016, plus airfare for two, a meet and greet with Garrison Keillor, two nights at the Westgate Hotel in San Diego, and you will see Garrison Keillor's final performance hosting the show. That's in January in San Diego. Somebody's going to win this when the drive is over. You're automatically entered when you call 888-694-6931 or when you donate at kera.org. You know who's in that drawing? Well, Sarah Murphy in Haltom City is, and John Hayes in Irving. Bruce Abrams in Irving is also in the drawing, as is Dr. Christy Button in Fort Worth. We also heard from Benjamin Jones in Dallas, who says KERA is insight, excitement, provocation, deeper understanding, shared human experience, community, and food for the mind and soul. Thank you so much, Benjamin. We also heard from Mark Albert in Cedar Hill, who says public radio is a great alternative to other forms of mainstream media. And that's exactly what this is. Thanks so much to each of you. You're all entered in the drawing, and you've all helped us get to 32 contributions left in our 50-member or contribution goal this hour. Now, over 350 people have supported the station as part of our Thanks for Giving package. And this is where KERA partners with the North Texas Food Bank to provide meals for the hungry here in North Texas. So when you make your contribution, you're supporting the station you love and public radio and fantastic journalism and dedication to the community that you get here on KERA every single day. But you're also helping feed people here in North Texas. And let's see, about 360 of you have selected this thank you gift and have provided over 16,000 meals through this Thanks for Giving initiative. So here's how it works. If you give $10 a month, you support the station at that level, and you'll feed two people for a week, so provide 42 meals. And if you give $20 a month, you're going to feed a family of four for a week. That's 84 meals that you're going to provide with your $20 a month contribution. We had a friend join the station and selected six of these $240 levels and provided over 500 meals. So thanks to them. Thanks to you. We're able to do this. Give us a call at 888-694-6931. Go online to kera.org. 30 contributions left to go. 19 minutes left to do it. Please be the next one to call. 888-694-6931. Or go online to kera.org. This is your public radio station. And no matter where you listen, no matter how you get it, if you listen online and you're in Anchorage, Alaska, you're listening to KERA. And it's worth your support because you're here. You're with us. So be with us when it's membership week. Be with us on the phone right now at 888-694-6931. Be a part of this public radio community right here at KERA and in North Texas. And make your contribution at kera.org. We'll be right back. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what John did, who says, for the dog with special dietary needs, perhaps try Blue Buffalo made from duck. Blue Buffalo dog food made from duck. We also got an email at anything at kera.org from Jay, who says, try Fromm's Game Bird, F-R-O-M-M-S. And Jay suggests that you talk to someone named MJ at Woof, which is a dog food store in Plano at Park and Coit. Jay says she was amazing when we were going through the same thing with our new dog. So there's a couple of leads on that. Susan says there's a community garden on Jim Miller Road at Our Savior Episcopal Church that is always in need of volunteers, particularly on Tuesdays when they harvest for the Pleasant Grove Food Pantry. This is an answer to the Can I Visit Community Gardens question. And Susan says, check it out at gardendallas.org, gardendallas.org. We got a question from Tatiana, who says, we have a ton of hornet and beehives in our backyard area. How can we get rid of them and prevent new ones from coming back? Is there something that might otherwise be attracting to our backyard? If you have a bunch of beehives, that's going to be, I don't think you would have more than one beehive. I think you might be talking about wasps' nests or hornets' nests. And I got to tell you, I used to knock them down, and I used to kill wasps and stuff like that. And then I realized that they're not aggressive toward me. And I can't speak for everyone, but they pollinate my garden plants, and they help keep other kind of pests and stuff away. So I always just wait until they're done, you know, until they've kind of had their whole cycle in the summer and they go dormant or wherever they go. And I wait till the nest is unpopulated and take it down then. And what I've heard is you have to get up there where it's been attached and like get that little attachment, little nub that they've put up there, get it kind of sanded off or scraped off the wood, because they'll come back and build a new nest in that same spot because it was successful for them. But yeah, I've kind of healed on the wasp thing. I used to really, because I got stung when I was a little kid, and I used to really be afraid of wasps, but really they're just trying to get by, right? And we got a question from Maria, and it's late in the hour, so we'll try to prioritize some answers to this. But Maria says, I'm going to the state fair this weekend and wonder what is the best new fair food to try. Maria says, I'm up for anything delicious. And speaking of the fair, this show will be back at the Great State Fair of Texas next Friday, the 16th, from our shady spot along First Avenue between Big Tech's and the Lagoon. So come check us out. Take a long lunch. Come down to the State Fair. Ask your questions. Give your answers in person at the microphone from noon to 1 from the Great State Fair of Texas. It's anything you ever wanted to know on First Avenue, about halfway between Big Tech's and the Lagoon. Right next to the kids' boardwalk. Can't miss us. And speaking of remotes, the Think Show with Chris Boyd is going to broadcast all next week from the studios of KUT in Austin. You know, we partner with KUT on the production of Texas Standard, and we're thrilled to be able to take the Think Show down to KUT and to do a week of shows with some really great conversations. We're really looking forward to. We've got the executive director of the Workers' Defense Project to talk about workers' rights. We've got a restorer of this French sailing ship that was brought up from Matagorda Bay, and it's on display at the Bob Bullock Museum. We're going to talk about underwater archaeology and history, and it's going to be a great week. All made possible, of course, by you when you call 888-694-6931 or when you go online to kera.org. Don't forget, we have a challenge in play this hour. We've got about 13 minutes to go, looking for 50 total contributions, and we need 21 more to make the challenge of 50. 888-694-6931, online at kera.org. I want to thank this friend of KERA who's giving $1,500 to the station to challenge you to become a new or renewing or additional gift contributor this hour, 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. Let's go back to the phones for the show, 800-933-5372. And that's where we find Chan in Grand Prairie. Hello, Chan.
Hi. I actually listen to KUT, so I'm excited to hear about that.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, and I also wanted to say I love this thing, this partnership with the food bank. I'm going to suggest that when I get back to Austin. It's brilliant. But I was actually calling in response to the low-cost dental.
Yeah.
Which is to say that anybody in the state of Texas can pick up the phone and dial 211, which is a 24/7 information, Health and Human Services information and referral line, and they can help with things like exactly that question, mm-hmm. or where to get immunizations at the last minute, or looking for volunteer opportunities. They may be able to help with housing solutions. So just call 211.
Great. Hey, and we're coming into pretty quickly after the holidays, we'll be coming into tax prep season, and I bet they can help with some of those questions too.
They very well may be able to, or to give good referrals.
Right, great. Hey, thank you so much for and that's exactly what I meant. Referrals would be great.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for calling. Really appreciate it.
Cool show. Very cool show.
Right, thanks. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next to Kim in Denton. Hello, Kim. Kim, are you there?
Oh, hello.
Hey there.
Yes, I have a comment about the dog with the allergies.
Mm-hmm.
It seems rather unlikely that it would be allergic to everything. And I would suggest seeing a dog nutritionist. There is a dog specialty hospital in North Dallas near Carrollton, and they have all kinds of specialists. And I really think it might be a gut problem rather than an allergy. So get a second opinion.
That's a great suggestion, Kim. Thanks so much for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Probably time to squeeze in a few more calls. or emails, anything at kera.org. Let's get one more on this from Mark in Dallas. Hello, Mark.
Yeah.
Hey there.
Pellet and chewies, I believe, makes a pheasant dog food. There's going to be raw dog food and Hollywood Feed and Pet Supplies Plus. I know carry those.
Okay. Hey, thanks for calling. Hollywood Feed. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see, we got an email from Carol who says, I cook pasta ahead all the time. To reheat, even from the fridge, stir a little olive oil into the pasta and microwave covered for just a couple of minutes. Carol says, I do the same with mashed potatoes made ahead, only stir in a little half and half before reheating. No kitchen mess at the last minute. We got a question from Elizabeth in Blue Mound. She says, every time I go to the Saginaw post office, there is inevitably a train on one of the three tracks on McElroy Boulevard. Most of the time it stops on the tracks. Does anyone know why it stops on the tracks so much? Also, does anyone know why my T-Mobile smartphone works everywhere except in Saginaw? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. David says, Nolo Press offers a good book on how to patent your invention yourself, and it's easy for the non-lawyer to read and understand. So maybe check out Nolo Press, N-O-L-O Press, for a book on how to patent your invention yourself. 800-933-5372. Let's get one more on that from Brett in Louisville. Hey, Brett.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
Doing well.
Good. This is in regards to the guy looking for a patent. I actually have a couple patents, and I will tell you, you can do some initial work. You can do a patent search on the U.S. patent website and just type in a keyword, and it'll search out similar patents. But I would tell you, you can technically write a patent on your own, but to have a good patent, it has to be written in a way that is not... that isn't easily get around.
Right.
And if you don't have a good patent attorney, you're going to... It's expensive. It's going to cost about $10,000, but it's, you know, if you have a weak patent, it's basically worthless.
Right,
so.
But if it's a good invention, it's worth it because it could really pay off.
It could.
Yeah.
But if the patent's not written well, your patent will be basically worthless.
So I'm sure that quote, you know, good patent attorneys probably don't have time to look at everybody who has an invention that they want to patent. How do you go about, you know, getting to that
there's
stage?
There's a lot of organizations that will actually help you develop a patent. You know, you can work with a company like Invention Home or Invent Tech. They do patent work and actually help you market it to other companies and stuff. And put together a portfolio so that you can actually license the patent to other companies. That's the easiest way to do it. And unless you have the ability to do distribution and all that on your own, it's a pretty complicated process to go through manufacturing and distribution and all that. So,
well, thanks for the perspective. Appreciate the call.
Have a good day.
All right. And let's get at least one more call. Let's talk to Malia in Allen. Hello, Malia.
Hello.
Hey there.
Calling about the community garden.
Yeah.
I am a member of a community garden at the Community Unitarian Universalist Church in Plano over on Parker Road.
Mm-hmm.
And there are lots of community gardens in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Many of them donate a portion of their harvest to local food banks. So the North Texas Food Bank helps funnel volunteers to help with harvests. And so they would be a great resource for helping find local community gardens.
Very good. Well, Malia, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks to everybody who's called today with questions and answers, everybody who's emailed, everybody who's tweeted us. Don't forget, we'll be live at the Great State Fair of Texas next Friday, the 16th from noon to 1. Please come out and see us. Hang out with us and ask your questions and give your answers live at the fair. And tune in next week to Think as well, noon to 2, Monday through Thursday, because we'll be broadcasting live from the studios of KUT in Austin, Texas. But right now, really want to hear from you at another number. 888-694-6931 is that telephone number. Of course, you know this because we've been doing this for 9 days now, and you've probably heard a pledge drive before. I'm gonna bet that it's a rare public radio listener. Although new people find KERA and find public radio all the time, and if you're brand new to public radio, this would be a perfect time to call 888-694-6931, because we'd like to know, why you're listening, why you're supporting the station. Make a contribution at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. The research that I have talked with people about is from surveys of people who've become members, and on average it takes about 5 years for a public radio listener to take the next step and become a contributor. And, so in a lot of cases, it's only a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. You just have to hear the right request. And so I hope that this is the right request for you, to please call 888-694-6931, to please go online to kera.org. Maybe you just feel like no one's asked you. So I'm asking you right now, won't you please call us at 888-694-6931? Won't you please support KERA, support your public radio station, support this show and all the shows you listen to on this station with a contribution right now at kera.org. We're looking for 17 more calls or online contributions in the next 3 or 4 minutes. And look, this isn't about those of us who have the honor to come on the air and remind you of how important public radio is to you. Because if it wasn't me, it'd be somebody else. Because this is how public radio works. This is really not about me. This is not about those of us who work here. This is about you and your relationship with public radio journalism. This is about you and your part, your role, the role that you have available to you to play and making sure that everybody has access to the quality storytelling that you hear every single day on this radio station. Cindy Baucom gets it. She's in Carrollton. She says, KERA means balanced and informative programming that keeps me thoroughly in the know. Thank you so much, Cindy. Franz Koller in Shady Shores. Franz gets it. Franz says, I listen to many, many of the shows. And get this, Franz gave to the station, but Franz says, thank you so much. Well, thank you, Franz, because Franz totally gets it. You know who else gets it? Vassar Lonigan in Dallas. Laura Scherner in Dallas. John Girardi in Plano. Thank you, John, Laura, Vassar, Franz, and Cindy for your contributions this hour. Really appreciate it. We'd like to hear from you. We're waiting to hear from you at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. Go online right now and check out the KERA Collegiate Combo. $20 a month contribution. You'll get this really cool new gray mug with a red KERA Collegiate style logo, a gray t-shirt with the KERA logo, and this nifty picnic blanket that comes with a sort of carrying case with the KERA logo on it. You'll be fully kitted out for your collegiate style support of KERA during, the fall collegiate season. And you'll be helping us make this goal, 14 calls left to go, and you'll be doing your part for the radio station that you already listen to. I think that's the key here. We always say do it now, and we want you to do it now because later you might not be listening. And right now, I'm here to remind you of how important public radio is to you, how important KERA is to you. And it's all set up so that it's very easy for you to do. It's all set up so that you can, get in, get on the phone, get in, get it done, and get back to your important business, your important day, your important and beautiful Friday out there. So call right now, 888-694-6931. Go online to kera.org. Won't you please do your part right now for your public radio station, KERA. Anything You Ever Wanted to Know is produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy. Fiona Norton answers your phone calls, and Christine McConnell makes our podcast. You can find that podcast absolutely free, by the way, because that's how we do it here. We make the stuff and give it away, and then we hope that you'll help pay for it later. Go to kera.org/anything, click on the subscribe button at the top of the page, or you can click and play any one of the last 10 shows there. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. You can email us anything at kera.org. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. And don't forget, come out and see us next Friday at the Great State Fair of Texas. In the meantime, thanks so much to everybody who's listened today and who wrote in or called in. And thanks especially to those of you who contributed at 888-694-6931 or kera.org. Thanks again, and have a great weekend.